Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. And we thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people will make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We just praise you, Father God, for what you will do in the rest of this service this night. In Jesus' name, amen. I want y'all to make that strong drawing. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. The title tonight is Practice Being at Peace with Everyone. I don't know about you guys, but I need this good word. Amen? Psalms 34 and 14. This is in the Passion Translation. Keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. Practice being at peace with everyone. Now, how many of y'all have ever got out of peace with anybody? Okay, I have both hands and my feet are up. Okay. How many of y'all have ever had a dipping dot meltdown? If y'all don't know what that is, dipping dots are, you know, the ice cream that's very hard to melt. And I just refer to it that when I have it, my dipping dots melted. I had a dipping dot meltdown a couple of weeks ago. It was, wow. It was legacy. I mean, it. Goodness gracious, it was. There's a whole lot of repenting going on after that one. The good thing about the Lord is when we do have that dip and dot meltdown, that just means we get back up and we say, "I need more practice at this word. So I got to be skillful, and I'm not mature in this truth yet." We don't quit. We get back up again and again and again. Now I want you to go in your Bibles to Romans 14 and 19. This is in the Passion. So then make it your top priority to live a life of peace with harmony in your relationships, eagerly seeking to strengthen and encourage one another. In the Message it says, let's agree to use all of our energy in getting along with each other. I like that. A lot of times we're going to have disagreements. That's just part of life. But we can disagree agreeably. We're going to have different opinions. But sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit will tell us or give us an unction. If you see that there's a different opinion and, you know, it's going to cause a conflict, the Holy Spirit a lot of times just check us and say, just don't put your different opinion in right now. Don't place it. I don't know about you guys. I've ran past that plenty of times. But he was truly still trying to keep me in peace if I'd followed him a little closer. I should respect your opinion, and you should respect my opinion without it stealing our peace. But it's going to take true humility for us to walk in peace with one another, because we need to make allowances for each other and not make such a big deal about things. We need to make adjustments of our expectations of others. Now, the New Living of Ephesians 2 says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. The Passion says that same scripture, always demonstrate gentleness and generous love toward one another, especially those who try your patience. Your patience been tried? Okay. Ephesians 4 and 3, this is in the Passion. Be faithful to guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit among you in the bonds of peace. So we have to guard it. We have to really, no joke, there's some situations we get into, and we're going to have to be very careful or we're going to lose our peace in those situations. I know there's some situations that if I know I'm going to talk to somebody that maybe I've had conflict with in the past, I'm going to be very careful before I talk to them, because I'm going to be on guard, if I can say it that way. I'm not talk about not walking in love or anything like that. I'm just talking about I'm going to guard what I say. I'm going to make sure that I don't give my tongue free rein with what I say. So we have to guard the harmony. Really, you're fighting in the Spirit to keep the peace between each of us. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16, and I've got some scriptures that are just going to, I think you're really going to like them tonight. 2 Thessalonians 3, 16 in the Message says, "May the Master of Peace give you the gift of getting along with each other." I never saw this one before. I really like that. Colossians 3 and 15 in the Message, "Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other." We were just listening to praise and worship and it was in tune. Sometimes we get out of tune with each other. You may say, well, you know, I was raised in the middle of strife and my parents fought like cats and dogs. And I think most of us, none of us were raised in a perfect atmosphere with perfect parents. And we're not perfect parents today and we weren't perfect parents in the past. But at the same time, our parents didn't have the light that we have. We have greater light of God's Word than it's ever been on the face of this earth. And we should know more about walking in peace than they knew because they didn't have the light. Not as much. They had a little bit, but they didn't have much like we've got. So we have a greater revelation of the Word, and it's going to get us to the place, if we'll exercise it and practice it, it'll get us into the place where it helps us to grow up and it helps us to walk in peace more. Now, in our home, when I was growing up, my mom got born again. And when she got born again, that started a change in our family. I mean, she started to go to church every Sunday. And when I say every Sunday, my mom went every Sunday. And she drugged me with her every Sunday. You say, I don't know about that every Sunday thing. I promise you. I was 1 week from having seven consecutive years in Sunday school without missing a Sunday. I got my 6-year pin, but I didn't have the seventh one because of 1 week I went out of town with somebody on vacation and I missed that 1 week. My mom, when she went, said every Sunday, she was committed to going every Sunday. Now, the process of putting herself under the Word, it caused my parents to argue less. Why? Because she's getting revelation of the Word. And it's affecting things in the house. It's a process. You know, we want it to happen overnight, and it rarely ever happens overnight. I'm not saying it can't, but it's a process. We're being changed by the renewing of our minds. It's a process, and it takes some time. But I did notice my parents argued less and less, and there was more peace in our home. So step by step, a little change here, a little change there. And it was just my mom was really starting to possess the spiritual land of walking in a peaceful home. The spiritual promised land of a strife-free home. Now, we didn't have it completely, but we were steps toward it that we weren't before she started living for God. See, because there's light that comes, and that light, you start to walk in a little bit of that light, you put your foot in a little bit of that light, and then you take another step, and another step, and another step. And before you know it, you're being changed from glory to glory by the Lord. And things change on the inside of us. We have more peace, but we also know how to guard that peace, like we were talking about a minute ago. So she was walking toward a strife-free home, and it was so much better. So God has given us the spiritual promise, but we're going to have to run off some giants of strife and arguing and fussing. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And I'm speaking of spiritual things. We're going to have to get violent in the spirit because the enemy is trying to pull us in to getting into strife and arguing and all this stuff. Why is he doing that? Because you can't pray the prayer of agreement. It affects your power. It affects your prayers. The Bible, I'm jumping way ahead of myself, but the Bible says when spouses argue, it affects their prayers, it hinders their prayers. One of the translations says it stops their prayers. I know, I was shocked when I saw that translation, I really was. So we got to get violent. Okay, the scripture I just gave you about being violent was Matthew 11 and 12. Kingdom of heaven suffer violence and the violent take it by force. So just like when the Israelite children took the promised land, they didn't take it all at once, because there were wild animals in that promised land, and they had to run those wild animals off a little bit at a time. And that's what we're doing. We're taking a little bit of the land at a time. We're not taking it all at once, because we're not able to all at once. Your ancestors and my ancestors were bound with stuff that won't be able to hold us back. We've got more light, and we're going to walk in that light, and our descendants after us are not going to have to fight some of the giants that we've had to fight, because we're going to defeat those giants in our lives. And there's some giants that it's not going to be hanging around our lineage anymore, because we have defeated them completely. Through the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about being violent in the spirit. So peace in our homes and strife-free home, strife-free marriages. The first step to get that is to believe that you can have more peace in your home, more peace in your life, more peace in your marriage. You've got to believe it. And the next step is, one of the steps is John 14:27. This is in the Amplified Classic Translation. Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Get this. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves. Doesn't seem like we're permitting it, but we are. Do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. So I'm gonna give it into my translation. Do not let and stop allowing yourselves to lose the peace of God. And the Lord is really telling us through the Word, every place the sole of your foot will tread, you can have. Everything that we're believing for in the Spirit, if we're believing for a strife-free home, we can have it. And we're going to have to walk it out. He's going to have to show us, really, He's going to have to give us greater wisdom on communication skills. He's going to have to give us greater wisdom on when to pause and when to speak. He's going to have to give us greater wisdom, and we're going to have to really, really listen to the Holy Spirit to enter into this promised land, but it's there for us. If we'll believe that it's there for us, we can enter into it. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I want it. The more we put our foot down in the Spirit, the more peace we will have in the natural. I don't know about you guys, but things come against me a lot, and they do all of you, to steal your peace. I mean, okay, I'm going to give you some ways to stay in peace with each other. This is just a few ways. There's probably hundreds of ways, but I'm just going to give you a few. One is, we mentioned it before, respect. Respect differences of opinion and different ways of doing things. There's more than one way to get somewhere in a car. Don't argue about the direction or how the person is going to get there in the car. Respect their right to do it however they choose to do it, since they're driving. Thank you very much. That was good. Y'all almost missed it. The next one is going to be humility, because we need to humble ourselves in order to stay in peace with each other. Okay, the third one I'm going to give you is, don't be in competition about being right. And I'm going to give you a scripture for that in just a minute. Put a filter, the fourth one, put a filter on your mouth. Don't we need that filter? I think my filter was messed up from the manufacturer when the Lord. So undoubtedly there was a defective filter in my mouth. I know it was a couple of weeks ago when I had the Dippin' Dot meltdown. My filter was not working properly. I pity the man that me and him talked. Lord, I don't even know his name. Thank you very much. I'm just going to move on. Hebrews 12:14. This is in the Passion Translation. In every relationship, be swift to choose peace over competition. That's what we were just talking about. You don't have to prove, and we don't have to prove that we're right. It's not a competition. Even if you know you're right, humble yourself and let it go. You don't have to prove it. Now, Romans 12:17, this is in the Message. Don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. Everybody has got beauty in them, no matter what, because God created them. And if you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Now, I'm going to really drill down a little bit. If you've got it in you. Okay? Now, I've really meditated that one a little bit. If you got it in you, live at peace with everybody. Some people, I don't have it in me. I'm just being honest. There's some people, I don't have it in me. I want to. I know the Lord wants me to, but I'm not in that grade yet. I'm still in K-3 in this with this person right here. Some people, I'm in college. You know, I can deal with them. But some people, thank you very much. Y'all just left me out here hanging to dry. I appreciate that. None of y'all have ever done that. I see that from the religious looks, even on Facebook. I thank you. I see those. Some people, I have to distance myself. I have to put distance between myself and them. Not because I'm trying to be malicious. And I mean it. It's not out of a motive, an impure motive of being malicious. My motive is keep me in peace so that I don't have a dipping dot meltdown. You understand? But that's the only reason I'm trying to keep the distance. And some people, I believe, we must maintain that distance to keep that peace. Now, there again, that same scripture, this is in Good News Translation, do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. So, you know, we're working at that. That's a real job. That's real work there. Now, let's hit something else. Okay, the something we mentioned in the beginning. If the enemy can get you and your spouse arguing, you and your friend arguing, he can affect your prayer life. Now, 1 Peter 3:7, this is in the radiant New Testament. Husbands, be understanding of your wives. Treat them with respect. We've heard that word respect a lot here lately because respect and honor are kind of interchangeable. Treat them with respect, remembering the ways in which they're physically weaker than you. Honor them as people who will share the gracious gift of life with you. Otherwise, God won't answer your prayers. So the enemy has goals in our relationship, in every relationship we have in our life, and he's got goals. Cause division, cause arguing, cause strife. And if he could get us and our spouse arguing, us and our friends arguing, he can hinder our prayers. There's no peace between us, and it causes our prayers to be hindered or stopped. He shuts down the prayer of agreement that we find in Matthew, where there's so much more power in the prayer of agreement, whether you're praying with a spouse or you're praying with a friend. If you're harmonizing together, as that scripture talks about, I mean, there's great power released in that situation. But if he gets us in conflict with each other and we don't have that peace has been disturbed, so there's not that harmony, and we're out of tune with each other, then it's affecting things. It's affecting our prayer life. I tell you another area I didn't discuss. It's affecting your money. I mean, okay, I'll give you a personal example since I'm just going to lambast myself tonight. I'll just do this one too, and I know y'all will really enjoy it. There was me and a guy, and it was a mortgage situation, and this is many, many, many years ago, and me and him just didn't see eye to eye on stuff. There was just a problem. I don't know. I'm sure it was as much me or more than me than him, okay? And we just didn't see eye to eye. And so we just didn't do this deal. And I had a dream, and the Lord spoke to me in this dream. He said, this situation is going to cost you a lot of money. I tell you, I woke up thinking, a lot of money? This is going to cost me a lot of money? I said, I got to straighten this out. I went to him. I told him, I said, I'm sorry for whatever my part is in this. I apologize to you. I was wrong. I'm sorry. He said the same thing to me. Next thing you know, we got that deal together. It was very prosperous. It worked out well for him, and it worked out well for me. But if I hadn't have done it, you understand, it's just exactly the way I was told in the dream. It would have cost me a lot of money. See, being in disagreement with somebody, being at odds with your spouse, at odds with your friends, it affects things. Things that are not seemingly connected. Even though finances doesn't seem to be connected to that, in the spirit, it is connected. And let that one sink in for a minute because it's a good one. Okay, I'm going to give you 1 Peter 3 and 7. I know we just did it, but I'm going to do it in the Contemporary Jewish Bible. You husbands, likewise, conduct your married lives with understanding. Although your wife may be weaker physically, you should respect, there again, honor, respect, you should respect her as a fellow heir of the gift of life. Here it is. If you don't, your prayers will be blocked. I don't want my prayers blocked. I'm putting too much time in this praying over these things to get them blocked because I've got hard feelings in this situation and that situation. In other words, there's going to be some things we're going to have to resolve in order to not enter into this. Hang on. Why does the enemy try to... Okay, years ago, me and Sharon, Pastor Sharon used to talk about this a lot. On the way to church, years and years ago, hadn't done this in years. But years ago, on the way to church, we don't talk generally on the way to church now. So you can't get into this. But years ago, we get into some argument, some little trifle, some nothing. The petty nothing before we ever walked through the church doors. And it was like, man, why is it always on Sunday mornings? Why is it always on Wednesday nights? Why? Oh, there's a purpose. And it's not God's purpose, it's the devil's purpose. Because he knows he can stop you receiving the word because he'll get us messed up where we can't hear. This is good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Ephesians 4 and 3 in the easy, it says, do your best to let God's Spirit keep you united. He will keep us united. It's going to take some work. I mean it. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some us being skillful in communication. And, you know, it's above our pay grade on some of that skill that we're going to need in the communication. But the Holy Spirit will drop it on the inside of us, what to do, what to say, what not to do, what not to say. When to pause. In the Passion Translation, Ephesians 4 and 3 says, be faithful to guard the sweet harmony. There's that word again. The guard the sweet harmony of the Holy Spirit among you in bonds of peace. See, the enemy wants us upset and out of tune with each other all the time. Okay, that scripture is in Message of Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. Okay, now, I got a scripture here I'm trying to get to, and I am coming to a close. It's the first close, and we're going to have 10. No, it really won't be long at all. 1 Peter 3 and 11, this is in the Passion. To keep peace and harmony, we have to be careful not to speak evil, hurtful words. Okay? Have we ever spoke evil, hurtful words? Yes. Okay? Now, this is a scripture I've never seen before, and boy, I like this scripture. Proverbs 25 and 23, this is good. This is in the Passion. As the north wind brings a storm, saying things you shouldn't brings a storm to any relationship. Isn't that good? Oh my gosh, that's good. And 2 Thessalonians 3 and 16, and I'm ending with this one. May the Master of Peace Himself give you the gift. I've never seen this one before. May the Master of Peace Himself give you the gift of getting along with each other at all times, in all ways. May the Master truly be among you. That's the Message. Isn't that good? Give you the gift of getting along with each other. I need that gift. I want that gift. I'm going to strive for that gift.
Amen.
Praise God. Wanda. Praise God. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.